The human brain is one of the most sophisticated organs in the world, a supercomputer made of billions of neurons that processes and controls all of our senses, thoughts, and actions. But there was something Charles Darwin found even more impressive, the brain of an ant, which he called one of the most marvelous atoms of matter in the world. If you find it hard to believe that something so tiny could have a complex brain, you're not alone. In his project to classify and describe all living things, Swedish naturalist Carl Linnaeus assumed insects had no brains at all. He was wrong, but understandably so. Insect brains are not only minuscule, but in many respects, they function differently than our own. One of the most noticeable differences is that an insect that loses its head can still walk, scratch itself, breathe, and even fly. This is because while our nervous system works like a monarchy, with the brain calling the shots, the insect nervous system works more like a decentralized federation. Many insect activities, like walking or breathing, are coordinated by clusters of neurons, also known as ganglia, along their bodies. Together with the brain, these local ganglia form the insect nervous system. While an insect can do a lot with just its local ganglia, the brain is still crucial for its survival. An insect's brain lets it perceive the world through sight and smell. It also chooses suitable mates, remembers locations of food sources and hives, regulates communication, and even coordinates navigation over huge distances. And this vast diversity of behaviors is controlled by an organ the size of the head of a pin, with less than 1 million neurons compared to our 86 billion.